This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan this morning. Let's now go live to listen to the Prime Minister's address at the event in Jodhpur.
देख लेना कुछ ही वर्षों में मोदी 10 नंबर से पहले 3 में पहुंचा के रहेगा. भारत ने अब देखिए कितने बड़े गर्व की बात है कि भारत ने मेड इन इंडिया कोरोना वैक्सीन बनाकर अपने देशवासियों के साथ साथ दुनिया के करोड़ों लोगों का जीवन बचाया. आप मुझे बताइए वैक्सीन ने आपकी जिंदगी बचाई कि नहीं बचाई, आपका जीवन बचाया कि नहीं बचाया, करोड़ों लोगों की जान बची कि नहीं बची.
The projects unveiled by the Prime Minister today include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma centre and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur, and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Late in the day, Mr. Modi will reach Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation several development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees. Correspondent reports that Prime Minister will also perform Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Samarak or Udyan. Union Minister of Information, Broadcasting and Youth Affairs and Sports Anurag Singh Thakur launched the state-level youth festival organized by Nehru Yuva Kendra Sangathan in Raipur today. Speaking on the occasion, he said that India's soft power in the world has to be further strengthened, and it could be done through sports, culture and cinema. Shri Thakur said that Indian athletes have made the country proud with their performance in the Asian Games being held in China. He called upon the youth to choose any one area like environment, education, health, cleanliness, drug addiction, and take a pledge that they will make every possible contribution to bring positive changes in that area for the next 25 years. He said that with the contribution of youth, India can become a developed nation by the year 2047. In Sikkim, the death toll following the devastating flash flood has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Teesta River in Lachen Valley yesterday. Search operation is underway. 3 teams of NDRF are deployed for this purpose. 2 more teams from Guwahati and Patna are ready to be rushed to Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday and took stock of the situation. Japan experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake in the western Pacific Ocean today. The earthquake struck near Torishima in the Izu chain at a depth of 10 kilometers. The Meteorological Agency of Japan has warned of possible aftershocks and urged the people to be on alert for the next week. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh launched the Navy's updated indigenous program Swavlamban 2.0 in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking at the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Organization seminar Swavlamban, Mr. Singh said that self-reliance is the utmost priority since the Modi government came to power. During the event, Raksha Mantri also released the 5th positive indigenization list of the Department of Military Affairs, comprising 98 items. United States President Joseph Biden has waived 26 federal laws in South Texas by using his executive powers. The aim of the move is to build a wall along Mexico border. At the ongoing Asian Games in China, the Indian contingent continues to chase medals in an action-packed day 12 in Hangzhou. In archery, India clinched the gold medal in the women's compound team event. The trio of Jyoti Venom, Aditi Swami and Parneet Kaur defeated Chinese Taipei team in the final. In wrestling, Antim Pangal, Mansi, Pooja Gyalot and Naveen will fight for bronze medal after losing the semi-final bouts. The ICC Men's ODI Cricket World Cup 2023 kicks off in Gujarat today. Defending champions England will take on New Zealand in the opening match of the tournament at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.